I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andrew. I'm here in my dressing room. I'm so psyched about tonight. I just went and said hey to Don Johnson. He's so cool. He's in there changing clothes. He's Candace Bergen's sitting there getting her hair done. I love her. Mary Steenburgen's never been on the show, either has Don Johnson. We're playing Plead the Fifth with him. Should be interesting. The three of them are in a new movie, and I just, you know what, it's a lot. I have a feeling I'm going to be talking really fast and screaming a lot and yelling at everybody, because I want to get through so much, but I do think it'll be great. Candace Bergen, I used to be so intimidated by. I was a producer at CBS News when Murphy Brown was on, and we did so many Murphy Brown stories, and she was such a huge star, and I was always on the set of that show, and then I got to know her from her coming on this show, and she's like, she gets a real kick out of being on this show, which... you know I love. Anyway, I get a kick out of all of you, too. See you in the clubhouse.
They're acting talents they've long been honing. Now they're in a movie about book clubs and boning. It's Watch What Happens Live with Mary Steenburgen, Candace Bergen, and Don Johnson now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with the stars of the movie that has me desperately trying to join a book club now that I know that it could result in sex. I want to join. My first guest was discovered by Jack Nicholson while she was waiting in reception at Paramount. Three films later, boom, she wins an Oscar, and she's had one hell of a career since. From the movie Book Club, give it up for the great Mary Steenburgen, everybody. Soon she'll return to the TV role she had to beg them to stop giving her Emmys for, Murphy Brown. But right now in Book Club, she is a judge who just wants to get down. Welcome back, Candace Bergen. Great to see you. I love to see you always. And I heard he was a little nervous when his daughter took the lead role in the 50 Shades of Grey movies. Now he's the one steaming up the big screen as Jane Fonda's man in his own 50 Shades-themed movie. Welcome to the clubhouse, Don Johnson. It's so fun to have the three of you here. I'm so excited, and we have so much to get to, so I want to get to it. Over at the bar, maybe your book club wants to read their new book, Men in Blazers Present Encyclopedia Blazertanica, A Suboptimal Guide to Soccer, America's Sport of the Future Since 1972. Available now, it's the Men in Blazers from NBC Sports, Michael Davies and Roger Bennett. Great to see you both. Just want to point out two quick notes. I'm wearing my Men in Blazers tie tonight, and Michael Davies also is my executive producer, I should point out.
In action.
And
in action.
Michael, I heard that you brought a Housewives tagline with you.
Oh, yeah, I've got one.
Tell me.
I've been working on this for a long time.
Give it to me.
They say that bald men have all the fun, but those men haven't met Roger.
Before we get to your questions for Mary, Candace, and Don, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, you can flip once through all the channels on your TV at any time, and I'll bet you a dollar you will see more than one thing Mary Steenburgen is in, because she has over 100 credits on IMDb. Here's what, it's time to play Was Mary In It? Candace and Don, I'm going to throw out the name of some productions. You tell me whether or not you think Mary Steenburgen appeared in those productions. Was Mary in Porky's?
No.
She was not. Candace, was Mary in Back to the Future 3?
Yes.
She was. Was Mary in The Help, Don?
No.
Yes, she was.
Totally forgettable.
In the original Ghostbusters?
Yes.
No, she was not. Candace, was she in The Iron Lady?
No.
She was not. Was she in romantic comedy, Don?
I gotta say yes.
She was. Was she in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
No.
She wasn't. You're very good at this. Was she in I Am Sam?
Yes.
She was. Thank you very much for playing, Was Mary. She's been in so much, we could have played all night. And it's a fun game. Second, not only is Candace Bergen an iconic actor, she also has a little side hustle called Bergen Bags on Instagram. You have to follow Bergen Bags on Instagram. Candace Bergen hand paints and customizes luxury handbags with all the proceeds going to charity. It's amazing. She paints people's animals on Louis Vuitton. Here's what, we're about to ask her to be less charitable as we play Bergen Bag on 'em. Candace, we've hand painted some numbers on some handbags. Pick one to reveal one of your former co-stars inside. We will ask you a personal question about each. Okay, so pick a number.
Three.
Number three, let's open it up. It's Sandy Bullock. What is the least congenial thing you've ever seen your Miss Congeniality co-star do?
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Pick another number.
Four.
For Mr. Shatner, who you co-starred with in Boston Legal and Miss Congeniality. He doesn't have the most pristine working reputation. What is the biggest disagreement you two ever had on set?
I stayed out of it.
You stayed out of it. You stayed out of his way. I like it. Okay, give me another bag.
Six.
Six. That is Jane Fonda. She is known to play a bit of a vixen. What would you guess is her freak number on a scale of 1 to 10? Freak number means how freaky you get between the sheets.
Nursing?
Nursing.
Pick another. What does that mean?
I don't know, but I like it.
I think you can safely go with 10.
Pick another number. We'll do one more. Okay. Your tequila was flown in.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Number two.
Number two, Reese Witherspoon. You've co-starred in two films with Reese Witherspoon. She's one of America's sweethearts, which begs the question, what is the bitchiest thing you ever heard her say?
I've never heard her say
you
anything.
Haven't. No. Thank you very much, Candace Bergen. Follow Bergen Bags. You won't be disappointed. Finally, Don Johnson, I want you to know that in my life as a man who chooses to wear suits with no socks, you are a personal hero to me. So I'm sorry to have to do this to you. Here's what, Don Johnson, it's time for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. I have three questions for you. You may plead the fifth to only one. Don Johnson, describe Barbara Streisand as a girlfriend in three words.
Funny, funny, and funny.
Wow, okay, good. She sounds funny. Don Johnson, you've admitted that during your Miami Vice days, you had a big ego. What do you think was the douchiest thing that Don Johnson did during those Miami Vice days?
I'm gonna have played the fifth.
Really? Okay.
There were so many. It's just that we're spinning.
You have a... You are such a heartthrob always. Tell me, name one famous lady who turned you down for a date. You never got turned down?
Oh my God.
Not if I were focused.
Wow. Don Johnson never got turned down on a date. Thanks for playing, Don Johnson. You at home can also make your friends uncomfortable when you play Plead the Fifth with them. Just download the Plead the Fifth app from the App Store now. Let's go to the phones. Katie from Charleston, South Carolina is on the line. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I'm a big fan. Thanks. My question is for Mary, and I'm dying to know, when you attended the third debate between Hillary and Trump, what did Hillary say to you right after she walked off stage?
Oh, my God. I know what you're talking about because people took photos of it. But I think it was just something very innocuous, like, thank you so much for being here.
It wasn't like, I nailed it.
No.
No.
No. But I do remember that moment because for some weird reason in the papers in Scotland, Ted was standing there, and they said that I was standing between Hillary and Bill, and it was Hillary and Ted.
Right.
But anyway.
Right. How long have you been friends with the Clintons?
I've known them since I was quite young and way before our daughters were born, and she's been a friend for a long time.
So you're there, and she's your friend for a long time, and you're there at that debate. What's it like for you watching that as a friend and a spectator?
I was proud of her. I can't imagine having done that. It was weird. I mean, the whole thing is so not my world, you know? But I was proud of her, and I still am.
Yeah. Let's go to Christine from Pennsylvania on the line. Hey, Christine, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you, and I love all housewives.
Thanks.
My question is for everyone.
Okay.
Since you all read 50 Shades of Grey in book club, who do you think has the highest freak number out of all of you?
Who has the highest freak number? Again, we're asking about that. Who in the whole cast has the highest freak number?
I didn't read the book, but it's me.
Obviously. Yes. Obviously. Don, I keep bringing up Miami Vice, but Chrissy P. wants to know if you've been involved in the potential Miami Vice reboot that Vin Diesel's working on.
No.
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 We need you guys to turn up somewhere, right?
What?
You're not into it?
No.
No.
I kind of just, I think that one was of a time and a place and a space. And I think trying to recapture that, it's like capturing a genie in a bottle.
Right.
Once it's done, it's done. And that's the way I felt then, and that's the way I feel now.
There you go. Let's go to Erica from Virginia. Hey, Erica, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, 15% off your first order with code WONDERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Andy, my question is for Don.
Okay.
Don, on a scale from 1 to 10, how excited were you to meet Jimi Hendrix back in the day?
Oh, my God. Well, I was walking out of a club that was on 54th Street called the Hippopotamus. And someone had given me some substance, and I had taken the substance to the men's room, and I was a novice at using the substance.
Hello?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, so I had it all over. Well, I mean...
I mean, it's okay.
I figured you'd get it. I mean, it's not that complicated.
I like to be clear for the viewers.
And so I was snorting it off my hand like this, and I opened the stall door, and I walked out, and I walked right into Jimi Hendrix, who went, oh, man, you can't be walking around like that.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
As I'm trying to, you know, take in the moment of, oh, you're Jimi Hendrix, and I have cocaine on my nose. That was pretty exciting.
Boy, the three of you have really lived colorful lives. It's something. Mary, Kayla F. Texted, on average, how many people thought you and Ted Danson actually broke up after your Curb Your Enthusiasm appearance?
It trended the day after the Curb aired. Yeah. And, you know, Curb is improvised, and he came home, and I said, well, so what's the theme? What were you guys doing? And he goes, well, you and I are divorced, and I'm dating Cheryl. I said, Ted... It's our names. Like, it's not characters. It's our names.
Ted and Mary.
People are going to believe that. And he goes, no one's going to believe that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are still together?
Candace, you've hosted SNL 5 times. Do you have a favorite memory from all those appearances?
Really, the first one where I did the third show. It was live. And I...
it was literally you and Gilda and
terror. Well, Gilda, and then going up on my lines during the sketch with Gilda.
Right. Let's go to Betsy from Arizona. Hey, Betsy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for Candace.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, can you tell us anything about what you're going to be tackling in the Murphy Brown reboot, and how did those conversations come about?
The conversation to do the reboot?
Yeah.
Well, we'd been asked before to do a reboot. We said, eh. And then the election happened. So we thought, fertile fields to plow is what we thought. So we start the end of July, and we only have one script so far. But we can't wait.
Wow. Candace, you met so many impressive people growing up. I loved your first book. Who do you look back on during your youth and think, I can't believe I met that person in my living room?
Well, it was in my living room. Charlie Chaplin.
Right.
I spent about 2 weeks with the Chaplins, and that was just off the charts. And he was the loveliest man.
And was he, as a child, was he funny?
I was with the Chaplins when they came back to America. It was the first time he'd been back to the country after he'd been forced to leave it 50 years before. And he was just so thrilled, and he was like a child. The sweet people, and they all were so kind.
Oh, my God. Wow. Mary, Carrie S. wants to know if Steve Martin was a good neighbor or if you ever had to file a noise complaint.
Oh, my God. How did they know these things?
I don't know.
So Steve Martin had an apartment that was divided in two, and I rented one side of it, and he was the other. And he used to play the banjo, and I would scream, louder, louder.
What era was this? Was this like...
I was doing a Broadway play. I think it was in early 90s, late, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don, Creed D. texted, have you met Chris Martin yet? Do you approve?
I actually met Chris before, and I don't know him well, but... Of course I approve.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever met one of your daughter's dates that you didn't approve of?
I'll take the fifth.
Yeah. Okay, well, on that note, it's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to unofficial royal wedding merch, like these Prince Harry and Meghan Markle condoms. You know, I think I need to come to terms with that this is the closest that I am ever going to get to Harry's crown jewels. It's what I'm realizing. Now, my jackal goes to these unofficial royal wedding Prince Harry and Meghan Markle swimsuits, just because I will never be able to look at Harry's chin again the same way. It's like, I don't know about that swim. I feel very uncomfortable about that. Do you think they realized? Anyway, I want to thank Mary, Candace, Don, Michael, and Raj. Here with the stars of Book Club, Mary Steenburgen and Candace Bergen and Don Johnson. It opens midnight, Friday, everybody. Behind the bar, Michael Davies and Roger Bennett. They are the Men in Blazers on NBC Sports. Their book is Men in Blazers Present Encyclopedia Blazer Tanica. It's backwards. Out now. I love my book. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Andy.
It's everything I didn't even know that I needed to know about football, but I do need to know.
Thank you for calling it football.
Yes, well, that is what it is called in most places.
Association football. Well done, Andy.
Yes. Okay, so the callers are not working. Okay. what would you say Ted Danson's most annoying habit is?
It doesn't annoy me, but it is true that he is a hypochondriac.
He is.
Yeah, yes. It doesn't annoy me. It's kind of charming.
And he is not a Jewish man, is he?
No.
Oh.
No.
Don, what is the craziest rumor that you heard about yourself in the 80s?
Well, I mean, I heard them all.
Yeah.
I mean, there for a stretch of time, I was gay on the National Enquirer, which wasn't so bad. You know, it opens up your chances for a date by 50%.
True. Yeah, but I mean, but you would be exhausted because you never got turned down by a famous person.
Yes. Famous.
I know, by a famous person. I heard.
Specific to the...
I am now remembering those gay rumors.
Yes. And then a womanizer the next week. But you have to remember, those were on the cover. I shared the cover with twins born 19 months apart.
Right, so there you go.
You
know, it's game time, everybody. If you like the characters... If you, like the characters in Book Club, have ever read 50 Shades of Grey, you know there is a fair amount of spanking, which I guess is why it became such popular spank bank material. In honor of that, let's play No Harm Don. Don Johnson, I'm going to ask you some trivia questions about your two co-stars here. If you get it right, great. If you don't, then you get a paddle in the saddle. So, ladies, you're going to be able to paddle Don in the saddle.
Rip that out of your hand.
I love it.
Wow.
I know. Do you have a masochistic?
No, you don't.
Sadistic.
I think it's sadistic.
Sadistic. Okay, here we go. Don, what do Candace and her daughter call each other? Bunny or buggy?
Bunny.
Bunny, yes, very good. Okay. Don. What is the name of Mary's character in Orange is the New Black? Delia or Delilah?
Delilah.
It is Delia. You're incorrect. Swat him.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Oh, that was a nice one. Okay.
I have to move my phone.
True or false, Don, after taking up songwriting in 2007, Mary has composed more than 40 songs.
That's true.
That is true. Don, in what language is Candace Bergen fluent, Spanish or French?
French.
Yes. Don, Lena Dunham asked Candace to paint what animals on a bag for her? Pandas or hedgehogs?
It's Lena Dunham. It's got to be hedgehogs.
Yes! It is! Wow. Don Johnson is like in Mensa trivia. I mean, it's amazing. Okay, Don Johnson. I like calling you by your full name.
Yeah,
it's very exciting to me. Okay,
What instrument did Mary take up after receiving one as a gift from her husband, Ted? You mentioned it during the commercial
break. The accordion.
Yes, very good. Okay, last one. For how many seasons did Murphy Brown run, a.k.a. just how super rich is Candace Bergen? 10 years or 11 years?
11.
10. Give him a good swat. Give him a good swat.
Okay, let me move the phone so we get to
Yeah, move the phone. Yeah. Give him a good swat. All right, thank you very much.
I think the
phones are still down. Yes, we may have one. Okay, we have one call. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Sari, and I'm calling from Royal Oak, Michigan.
Hey, Sari, what's your question?
I can't wait to see the book club movie.
Yay!
But my question is for Candace. As somebody who went on a date with Trump, I was wondering, why do you think that Melania is always swatting his hand away when they're shown together?
I've wondered the same thing, and it seems obvious that, well, first of all, when he said he got her for her birthday, a beautiful card. That's one reason she's
right.
A beautiful card.
Right.
And many hookers.
I want to thank Mary Steenburgen and Candace Bergen and John Johnson. The movie Book Club opens tomorrow. Thank you, Michael Davies and Roger Bennett. Men in Blazers, watch the show. Get the book. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.